Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. The one thing that everyone who uses a personal computer or smartphone has on his or her machine is a web browser. A couple of years ago, that browser was probably Microsoft's Internet Explorer, if it was on a PC, or Apple's Safari on a Macintosh. And one thing that all browsers are pointed towards sometime during the day is a search engine. For many people, that search engine still is Google. But the browser world is changing, and so is the world of search engines. So it may be a good time for another look at the world of browsers and search engines as they are today. Historically, Internet Explorer, which comes with all Windows computers, has been the most popular web browser in the world, and it still is in the US. But across the whole world, Chrome, a web browser from Google, and Internet Explorer are neck and neck in the number of users. In fact, for the week of May 12th to 20th, 2012, according to StatCounter's Global Stats, Chrome was the most popular browser in the world. Chrome takes a back seat to Internet Explorer in the US and a back seat to Firefox in Europe. But Chrome is strong enough in Asia and Latin America to have made it the most popular browser in the world, at least for a week. So, the browser world is developing, especially as more and more people use portable devices like tablets and smartphones. In that portable world, Apple's Safari dominates, simply because it comes standard on iPhones and iPads, which in turn dominate the smartphone and tablet markets, respectively, at least at the moment. Apple puts restrictions on browsing such that other browsers like Chrome and Firefox can't work on Apple's mobile platforms, which helps account for Safari's success. But there are other browsers, although they represent only a small portion of the market. One such browser is Opera, which is offered by a Norwegian company and which has only a small sliver of the browser market on desktops, at least at the moment. But that could be changing. The rumor mill suggests that Facebook may be trying to purchase Opera. Why in the world would Facebook want to have a browser of its own? One big reason is all those mobile devices, which are even more prevalent outside of the US than they are here. Opera has a browser-type program called Opera Mini that does run on Apple's iPhones and iPads, as well as on Androids and Blackberries and other portable devices. And Facebook members, especially in other parts of the world, are increasingly using those devices to connect with Facebook. Facebook might well want to have a browser of its own to make that connection easier for its users, rather than to have them depend solely on Apple's Safari browser. We'll see what happens. The point is that the browser world is changing in important ways, and so is the search engine world. A few years ago, there was Google and Yahoo, and then everybody else. Two-thirds of searches in this country still go through Google, but there are more and more alternatives, hundreds if not thousands of them actually. Of course, the big ones are the most obvious, Microsoft's Bing, for example. And some search engines are attempting to provide answers in addition to a list of links, so that for a simple question, you never have to click on a link. The search engine itself answers your simple questions. Both Google and Bing are now using that strategy. So why even bother with other search engines if Google and Bing are so powerful? The answer is simple. Other search engines offer things that Google or Bing don't. For example, Hikia.com, H-A-K-I-A, uses semantic search technology to better understand a user's query and to answer it more accurately. We don't have time to go into the details of semantic search today, but suffice it to say, it's an approach that relies on understanding meaning to provide search results. Take a look at the semantic technology link on the Hikia website to get an overview of how it works. Some other search engines focus on something that some users want but can't find in Google or Bing, or most other search engines: privacy and non-customized search results. We've mentioned DuckDuckGo.com on previous programs. Their simple promise is that, quote, "We don't track or bubble you, end quote. That means a lot to some people. DuckDuckGo does not use cookies or even record IP addresses, so there's no way anything that a person searches for can be associated with that person or even with the machine that he or she uses. And that means that there's no, quote, customization, end quote, of search results based on what a search engine thinks you would like to see. A person who usually seeks information from Fox News and another person who usually seeks information from MSNBC, for example, will see exactly the same results if they both search for Barack Obama or Mitt Romney using DuckDuckGo. That is not true of Google or Bing. DuckDuckGo also has a simple interface. One commentator has remarked of its interface that it out-Googles Google for simplicity. The results that DuckDuckGo returns appear very fast, and they load as you scroll down the page, so there are no additional pages to click on either. Privacy has become so important to some users, still a small minority, but an ever-growing one, that there are a number of other search engines that also focus on privacy. Ixquick.com is one. That search engine is based in the Netherlands. It searches several other search engines, but gets rid of identifying information so those search engines never see who you are. If you're particularly fond of searching Google, you might try startpage.com. This service is also run by Ixquick, but it only searches Google, and without Google being able to identify you. You can even click on a result and route it through Ixquick's proxy servers so that the site you go to when you click on a link can't see your IP address either. Ask.com now has a feature called Ask Eraser, which provides much more privacy than its normal searches if you happen to be fond of using Ask.com. There are also hundreds of search engines that have special content focuses. If you're interested in searching for abbreviations, or for legal information, or for medical information, or for just videos, or for Twitter hashtags, there's a search engine for all of those purposes and many, many more. So, next time you fire up your computer, have some fun and check out some other browsers and some other search engines. You may just find one that suits your needs better than the one you're using now. Luckily, you don't need to explore different radios, because any radio will provide the same results anytime you tune it to 89.9 FM, where, of course, you'll find future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.